I really don't want to spend time on this now. We're past Musar time. This is a Musar discussion, but I would just answer the following. We cannot bring a Raya from the Rabbeinu Shlalom, who wants to make everybody Mesukin.
No, it's bringing a Raya from David. David
did it to Latay Bashimi. He had no Negias, and in the position that he was, he did it Latay Bashimi. And regular person, is not his job now to even the score upstairs. Let the Rabbeinu Shlalom take care of that. He has no right to take any retribution because it's very hard to divorce himself from any negiyas involved in that. David HaMelech was a king. There's all kinds of different things you cannot in any way compare, but it's not the time to discuss it. Yeah. We have to learn tomorrow.
Yeah, I would point out that Mitzvah Shurim and Mitzvah Shurim are very complementary things in this Torah. They fit together very well.
There's no reason to say not. The same Torah. Okay, I'm going to start again. That the Gemara just said that Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina holds, like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, that ain't shechita l'oif min haTorah. Again, he holds that the right of a father to make his son a nazir stems from the chiyuv of chinuch. The problem was, how could you bring a korban? Right, we went through all the problems, and the problem came down to a bird that the kohen's going to eat the malika and it's nevela. And we answered that, biblically speaking, that is not a problem because ain't shechita l'oif min haTorah. It's only rabbinic, and Rabbanan waived it because of chinuch. That's what we answered. So we're going to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines to the bottom. Now, to understand this braisa, on Chav Tesemet Aleph, 29a, 12 lines to the bottom. Now, to understand this braisa, let me just put down the following fact. This braisa refers to common averis, regular averis, as man, zachar, even though it really makes no difference, man or woman. They're both susceptible to the same punishments. The Torah considers all punishments equal to man and woman for whatever they're chayiv in. So even though that is true, the Braisa calls it the karbanos of man, because the Torah wrote it by man and then compared woman to man. So therefore, it's when the Torah, when we refer to it in the Braisa as of halachas of a man, we don't mean to exclude women. We mean any averis that are written for men and include women. That's what we mean. Let me just finish. And when the Braisa refers to halachas of women, the Braisa talks about those korbanos that are more prevalent by women because they have more opportunities to bring it, like Yeletus and Zava and Zav. All bring two birds, but Yeletus and Zav are women, and Zav is man, so it's more prevalent by women because they give birth, and Zav is the aberration, it's not the normal. So therefore, we refer to it as kabbalas of women. It applies to man as well by a Zav, but the Bryson refers to it as kabbalas of women. So the Bryson is going to be talking about man and woman. It doesn't mean man and woman only. It means kabbalas that are written for man and include women, and korbanos that are written for women more than men, but include men in some cases as well. So that's how the Braisa is going to refer to the word zachar and the keva. That's necessary to understand the coming Braisa. Yes, Rabbi Shatz.
The entire din of Ishmael,
that's what he's saying, correct. Yes. On multiple levels. Kulum Bazar Alav, the right saying, Shechita L'oif min haTorah, on multiple levels. Right. Zog to Gemara. V'savar Rabbi Yosi, Hachi, V'tanya. And basically, this price is going to end up saying that the Kayan cannot eat the Malika, the Chatas Ha'ivah that comes on a Safek. We said that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kayan can eat the Malika of Achata Sa'if brought by the child, because it's only a rabbinic issa. And yet, this bride is going to say, no, Kayan cannot eat that kind of Malika, even though it's Kachim and there's a mitzvah to eat it. But it's Nevela. It might be Nevela, because it's a Suffolk. So we're going to see that we don't view this as a rabbinic issa, we view it as a biblical issa. Not like we just said, the Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina views it all as a rabbinic issa. That's what the Braisa is out to prove. Again, it's going to be a little long of a Braisa, but the end of the Braisa is going to say, bottom line is, that a woman brings a chata saifa la suffik, we don't let the kayin eat it, because it might be nevela. What do you mean? She has a mitzvah to bring the birds, and it's not a rabbinic, it's not a biblical answer, according to Yaisi Bechanina. That's what we said. So just like by this kid who brings it rabbinically, we let the kayin eat it. So when the woman brings it, because she's chayim to bring it from a pasuk, why can't the kayin eat it? That's what the Braisa is going to prove. Therefore, the Braisa wants to prove that Rabbi Yosef Chanina holds you do need shechita for bird. That's the thrust of this Braisa. Again, we said Rabbi Yosef Chanina holds ain't shechita life min haTorah. Therefore, whenever you do malik on a bird, even in your backyard, it's only rabbinically forbidden. Biblically, you can eat it. When you get to the Beis HaMikdash, where there's a mitzvah to bring kachim and do malik up, right? Rabbinically, you're not allowed to eat it. But since there's a mitzvah of chinuch, we said we waive that rabbinic issur and we let the kayin eat it. That's what we said. That's what Rabbi Yosef Chanina holds. Had it been biblical, we couldn't waive it. But since it's rabbinic, we waive it. Because chinuch is rabbinic. Then, when you get to chata saif habala safik, this lady who doesn't know whether she gave birth to a baby or not, right? We make her bring the carbon, and we don't let the kayin eat it. Why not? Because it's nevela. It might be nevela. But that's only rabbinic. Why don't we waive it for her carbon? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. So let's see if the Gemara do all the differences. But I'm just trying to explain what the Gemara is going to try to prove.
What should we do? Let them eat it?
Yes. We let them eat it by chinuch.
We're not concerned about
Bela now. Because it's not in the Vela biblically. Ain't life min haTorah, we said.
We said Chul
Mazar allowed to Raisa. We said all kinds of things to allow that. That's not a problem. Because we're going to have a pasuk that says that she's mechuyev to bring it. So it's not Chul Mazar. The Chul Mazar is not a problem. The Torah tells the woman she has to bring it. By the kid, it was a problem. And we have to say, Chul Mazar Lav Deraisa. By the woman who's a mesupik to give birth, it is not a problem. So therefore, that doesn't bother us. But when it comes to eating, we don't let the kayin eat it. Because the Torah doesn't allow for that. But why not? It's only rabbinic. It's a raya that it's biblical. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How could you tell me that Rabbi Yosef Chanina holds that shechita of birds is rabbinic when I can prove to you that it holds is biblical? And that's what we're going to be out to prove. Yes, doctor.
Just a question on translation. Many years ago, when I first encountered it was translated as rabbinic. I mean, I haven't heard that phrase.
No, Eichfuss B'Mignish is not a complete rule. It's only applicable somewhere. Some places, not other places.
Why, even though we're embodying the same principle, it's not applicable.
It's an interesting thing. There's many questions that are called unaskable questions. One of them is Ein Shus V'Mikdash, because we don't have rules of when that does and doesn't apply. Dr. Gemara Vayt, the Sabbath Rabbi Yaitzi Rabbi Yehuda hold this, but Tanya we learned. Yaitzi Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a minayin l'chata soiv shibal ha-safik. How do I know that you bring it? Shein in achelas. Now, the Braisa is starting off with the end point. It hasn't proven the fact that you have to bring it yet. So the Rush is bothered by that. He says, really, the Braisa should say, how do I know you have to bring it? Then ask whether you can eat it or not. The Braisa seems to start off with the end point and then go back to the beginning point. So the Rush is bothered by that, and he just points that out and goes on. As the Rush says, V'tayim minayi l'chata saif habar l'asaf and shein in achelas. Dr. Rush, got something zava be a lettuce. So that's kasha. I got a little problem. The mashma, the pshita lay the ball off something. The braisa starts off assuming that you're bringing it. The braisa called it in a chava. It's only talking about whether it's eaten or not. Right? But it's not true. Because we don't even know you bring it yet. This braisa is going out to prove that you bring it to begin with. So why doesn't the Braisa ask, how do I know you bring it? Ella, Tzarek Leimer, the Sefer, the Milta Nugget, it goes to the end. The Kula Asimaikra, and the Pasuk tells us everything. Meaning that the Braisa wrote it in a strange way, asking the final question before it answered, asked the first question. That's what the Rush points out. Let's go back to the Braisa. How do I know it's not eaten? Talmud Leimer. Now, first we're going to prove that she has to bring it. Why did the Torah have to write the word Lazachar L'Nekeva? Zavah Zayber refers to all kinds of Sivus, man and woman. So why do we Torah have to write Lazachar L'Nekeva? Makish Nekeva Lazachar. So the Torah wants to learn halachas from man to woman. And again, man here means Averis that is written for man and passed over to women. Includes non all Averis. Chaleb, Dam, Shabbos, Arayas, these are called men Averis, even though they apply to women just as well. And the Keva applies to the suffix, to the kinds of things that are more prevalent by women. Birth, which makes it more prevalent. So Maz Zachar may be Karman Ala Vadai, just like we know that a Zachar, when he does a Vade Avera, he has to bring a Chatas. After the Keva may be a Karman Ala Vadai. We know that too. That a woman that gives birth has to bring a carbon. That's not what we learn now. That's a given. But then we find that the Torah prescribed a carbon for a man who doesn't have a b'safik. He doesn't know if he ate chalav. And again, when we use the word man, I want to repeat this, I don't want to repeat it 100 times, but I want to stress, we're not only talking about man, we're talking about women. Averis that are written for man and passed over to women. As the Keva, those Kabbalahs that are written prevalently, which if there's such a word, Mevi'ala Suffolk. She has to bring it if she has a Suffolk later. Umad Zachar Miminsu, maybe Allah Mevada, maybe Allah Suffolk. And just like Zachar brings the same kind of, and means an animal, for Vadai and for Suffolk, as the Keva, Miminsu, maybe Vadai, Mevi'ala Suffolk. She also brings birds on Suffolk. Frek the Bryce to Mazokar maybe Karma Benecho, Asham Tolu is eaten, even though it's brought on a Suffolk, the Kayan eats it, and we don't say maybe it's Kulam Bazara because it's not, because the Torah said bring it. Asham Kaiva maybe a Karma Benecho, the Torah said for a girl to, and woman to bring this also. So why doesn't it get eaten? Amrit, I will tell you. Why? Look. Im Amrit Bazakar, Shkedisarecha. By Zakar, the Torah permitted. Obligated a person to do the possible iser of Chulam Bazara. It's not Chulam Bazara, but what would be worried about? What would be the problem had the Torah not obligated you? You would say maybe it's Chulam Bazara, maybe he didn't do the Avera. Taima b'nekeva sheshnei isurim. By the nekeva, in order for the kohen to eat it, he's playing with two isurim. Chulam Bazara, we learn that is not a problem. But nevela, by the man, it's not nevela. They shechted. By the Averis of a man, we shechted Hashem Tolu. Here we're doing Malika. We're playing around with Avera, with a Malika. Who said the Torah was ever after that? Therefore, the Kayan can't eat it. We don't let the Kayan eat the Chatasayi Pavala Suffolk. My Shnei Yisurim, Lav, isn't available, Hulam Bazara. So here we see clearly that Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yudah holds, he's the Tana of this Raisa, that you can't eat the Nevela, it's Nevela. That means Kulam Bazar, that Shkita Life is Minataira. And we said, Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yudah holds, Shkita Life is not Minataira. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Possible Kulam Bazar, it's not. The Torah permitted that possibility. The Torah said, bring your Hashem Tali. Maybe you didn't do the Avera. You shouldn't be bringing a carbon. Came along the Torah and said, bring it. The woman, maybe she didn't give birth to a baby. Maybe she shouldn't be bringing chatasayis. The Torah said, bring it. So the Torah waived the possible one iser. It's not an iser because the Torah said, do it. But the possible iser would have been Chulam Bazara, and the Torah waived it. But the Torah never waived Nevela by a man, so who said the Torah waived it by a woman? Therefore, we don't let the Kohen eat it. That's the kasha of Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, interesting way of answering it. Maskevah Rav Achabrei Dervika, he responded and said, maybe the Rabbanon don't let you eat the possible Nevela. even though they do it by the kids, chinuch, who says they would do it for this woman on Suffolk? You're comparing, saying over there we let it, over here we should let it too if it's rabbinic. Who says? Maybe over here they decided that the rabbanon of not allowing malika to be eaten, rabbinically you need shechita, is strong enough that we won't let the kohen eat it, even though in the case of chinuch we did.
Why?
I don't know. We'll say simple title.
Because there's no
suffix
by
chinuch.
Here there's a
suffix. But maybe. And you can say smart. That's not the point. Yes, sure.
And there's no problem there?
No. Because that's what the Torah did. It said, don't worry about Hula Bazara. Go bring it.
And eat it?
So like every other carbon. What's wrong? It's chinuch.
Where does it think that? By
it
doesn't say to eat it at all.
It doesn't say to bring it. We learned it out of a Mehekesh. So you can't learn out of a Mehekesh more than you see. The Torah never explicitly said a woman should bring the carpet. Well, Hekesh is explicit. But without Hekesh, you never see the Torah say that a woman brings the Chatzis life on a Suffolk. You have to derive it from the Hekesh on the Zachar on a Keva. But all you see there is that the Torah said, don't worry about Kulam Bazara. You don't see that the Torah said, don't worry about the Vela. That's why we wanted to prove that it's biblical. The Gemara's response was, it might be rabbinic.
So it seems like this contradicts what Rabbi Yossi
said. At the end of the day, it doesn't.
Why?
Because it could only be rabbinic that it's an Isser Nevela, not biblical. Maybe biblically you could eat it, but rabbinically we don't let the Kohen eat it because Rabbanan came along and said, Eif need Shechita. Nobody doubts today that you can't do malika on your chicken and eat it. The machlokes is that biblical or rabbinic. We have to do shechita on birds. We're not opening a new factory, the malika birds. Because it's either biblical or rabbinic, and we happen to paskin is biblical. But let's say it's rabbinic. So Rabbanan came along and said you have to do shechita on birds. So the Gemara is answering it might be rabbinic if they didn't let it. And then you'll ask me what's the difference between chinuch and that. Okay, maybe we'll see what Rosh has to say. Yes, doctor.
I don't know. There's an element of having your cake and eating it too in terms of the way you're defining hekesh. Previously, you defined hekesh as a wide open highway in which there is a complete and absolute interchange between them. Here you're saying that you're limiting it.
I'm making a total comparison of things that are written next to each other. Now, why in the world am I limiting it? The Torah never said that compare it to things that they're not equal in. The Torah said compare it to things that they're equal in and passed Allah on. The Torah never said compare it to things that they're not equal in.
And the two things which are on either side are
Zachar and the Keva, which we translated to mean all Averis written for man and applied to what I just don't want to get into today. No. I don't want anybody to think that women are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because it's called Zachar.
Right. So it's mentioned
the
number. Although it's
Zachar Rush. Where are we up to? After the Keva may be a Carmel of Adai, Holy Tzarach Krav. For that, I don't need a pasuk. The Yisra'el Kosev Yishal Yishalchon Shushu B'tayra. El Mishim Siyum of the Milsenach, and it's because it's leading into the next conversation. Zohar may be carbon on a subic, Oshim Toli. Af Nekeva Mevi'a claim a carbon, the Shayach B'Nekeva B'loi B'Zohar. Kabbanas that apply to ladies and not to men, Kegon Yaletas, ala subic Mevi'a. Now, the truth is, it does apply to men if he's a Zav, but a woman is regularly a Yaletas. A Zav and Zav are aberrations. A regular, healthy man or woman should never be a Zav or a Zava.
What, so what does the suffix people ensure if they were a Zav or not?
Exactly. Miminshu may be alavade, so maybe chatzis behema, maybe ala suffix, ashim toli behema. Habnakeva may be oif ala suffix, kumay alavade. She will bring oif on suffix as vadai. Continue the rush on the Amid base, at least by me it's in the Amid base. Shkei nisar echad, suffix kulum bazara. Ubinakevi suffix shnei yisurim, kulum bazara malikas nevela. And the Gemara answers the Mechzik Kabezi Surim Drabana. Dr. Rush, Tema, got a problem. The Chayr Mashma, the Drasha Gemuru, the Acacia Kadarish. This is a Hekesh. Sounds like Dr. Schwab's question. The chen kaimel on the kula tamida, the chata sa'i ba'al safik, afil l'man de isna yashkit alayf min ha'tayra. The hechi parak mi'esid rabbanon. Nobody doubts that you bring a chata sa'i ba'al safik, and we don't ask and say, well, maybe rabbinically it's prohibited. Everybody says always that you bring chata sa'i ba'al safik. But tzarek leimar, the drasha gemuri, the chata sa'i ba'al safik. Of course, nobody is doubting that she brings it. That's a hekesh. You can't question and say, maybe the rabbanon stopped her. No, they didn't. They didn't say, don't bring the birds. They just said, well, they didn't achel a side of the rabbanon. They just said not to eat it. They didn't say, don't bring it. The Torah said, bring it. Hekesh said, bring it. The eating part might be biblical, might be rabbinic. We don't know. But we can't prove anything from here. That's what the Gemara said.
He is trying to avoid the why it's not Bobazar. What do you think?
What's bothering him? What's bothering him is he understood that the Gemara was trying to say that rabbinically maybe we tell the woman not to bring it because it's going to be Nevela. It's not Kulam Bazar because that we had a hetzer for. Yeah, so what's wrong with that? So he's just speaking out that we're not questioning the hekesh. Something in my right. Let me get annoyed. Let us say this machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. Is this halacha l'maishim Sinai or is this chinuch? Let us say it's a machlokes tanoi. Admosai madir is benoi benazir. To what age can a father make his kid a nazir? That is, yes. Ad sheyavish teisaris. Until he turns 13. Divrei Rebbe. V'yaisi Rebbe Yehuda Eimer, Ashiyagi Elohinus Nadarim, till 12. At 12, we ask him if he knows what Nadarim is about, and if he knows the answer, the right answer is he can make Nadarim at 12. That's called Mufla Hasamuch Le'ish. I think Mufla means somebody that understands, that's close to the age of being a man, the year before he becomes a man, which means we call it 12, the Rush will call it in year 13. This is always what? I know, but Mufla Hasamuk Le'ish. Maybe, I didn't
know. Really, 9 in a day is not anything.
I'm sorry?
9 in a day. Nothing. It's not like that, no? That's just a babia.
What?
Sorry for the background noise. I said not.
Second of all, the one day doesn't count. The one day is a term, according to most Rishayim, it's not like it's Rishayim, according to the most Rishayim, the way we paskin, the one day just means complete. Let me explain. In the Torah view, when a baby is 3, it's in its 4th year. So when a boy is 13, he's in his 14th year. When he's 12, he's in his 13th year. So how do I know when he becomes bar mitzvah? 13? He's in his 13th year the day he turned 12. So it says v'yoyim echad, which means he has to complete 13 years. V'yoyim echad means the same day he starts the next year. But Lamashal, if a kid is born 5 minutes before Shkia, he becomes bar mitzvah 13 years later at 6, even though he has not complete 13 years, because he was born really at Shkia, 5 minutes before Shkia, and now he's becoming bar mitzvah 24 at 23 hours earlier.
Shkia belongs to which day?
Again, his bar mitzvah is Yud Elul. He became bar mitzvah last night, even though he was born this evening at 5 minutes before Shkia. Why is he considered by mitzvah last night? He didn't have complete. That's because he's finished 13 years. Today starts his 14th year. Yom Echad does not mean he has to wait an extra day, according to most Rishonim. They say Yom Echad means he was in his 13th year a whole year. So they say Yom Echad to mean he has to complete his 13th year. That's what it means.
He starts the 14th. when he starts speaking.
The day he starts his 14th. Not the minute he starts his 14th. The day he starts his 14th. That's what Bar Mitzvah is. He becomes Bar Mitzvah on his 13th birthday, which means he completed 13 years, and now he's starting year number 14. Yes?
I mean, this is not just the Torah way of looking at it. This is the way we speak secularly. If I ask you what century you're in, you say the 21st century.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but we don't speak that way in birthdays. When a guy is 13, nobody, I mean, except my mother, Tachayin Ravacha, nobody thinks about his 14th year. When she wanted me to behave, she would say, you're ready in your 14th year and you're doing this. So she remembered that I was in the next year so she could try to get me to act more maturely. But most people don't tell a 13-year-old you're in your 14th year. You tell them you're 13. And again, it's speech. It makes no difference.
In medicine, you also refer to 6th decade,
9th decade. It could be. Yeah, and also in insurance, they charge you ready for the next year. They can charge you more. They're very machpin on this. So if you're 35, you're ready in insurance rates, you're 36. That they like to do that because they can charge more.
That may not be because of rational reasons.
Yeah, it's called money. But again, but most of the people refer to that person by the age he is, even though he's ready the next year. Okay. So, Zok to Gemara. Zok Rashi. Which is Kol Shnas Yud Gimel, his 13th year, which means he's 12. Now, why should it be 13 and why should it be 12? Why should the father's right stop at 12 and why should it stop at 13? Now, at 13, we can understand because, I mean, at least the way the Gemara understands it now, because at 13, the kid becomes a gadol. He's no longer under his father's auspices. He's out. But 12, why should the father lose control of 12? So, my love, tanoi. Right? Everybody made some like this tanoi. The Rebbe Sabra Halachi Ibn Azir, Talachal Amaisha Mitzinai. The Abba Gabdi Giloi Nisadarim, and even though the guy turned 12, we can still make him a Nazir as a Maishi State Cyrus. He's still under the father's control, and our local Maishi Mitzinai said, as long as he's the father's control. And once the kid can do it by himself, he doesn't need you anymore, because the Rabbanan allowed it, because he can make the Dorim at 12, so your chinuch obligation in the Dorim is over. Meaning, even though you still have a chinuch in Tfilin, and a chinuch and tzitzis, but now he has self-obligation in the dorm. He doesn't need you anymore. So chinuch in the dorm ends at 12. The kibbutz of Avik Mizus, they saw him in Chayiv. Zok Zerash. Sabra Allah Chayiv Ben Naz, Avik Avik Yiyah, Sar Dar, Ma Allah, the Maestro Shara, the Yatsa Mizusai. Kibbutz of Avik Mizus, they saw him in Chayiv. Now listen to the Rash. The Chol Mitzvah Shum Chuyuba, once he adds his own Chiyuvim, Ein Avim Chayiv L'Chancha B'zeh. At 12, he is now eligible for the mitzvah of Nazirus himself. No more chinuch. Chinuch is till the kid becomes obligated himself. Now, he's not obligated in Tfilin until he turns 13. He's not obligated in Lulav until he turns 13. So there's chinuch. He becomes the obligation of Nazir, whatever obligation means, the right of Nazir, obligation of Nazir, whatever English word you want to use, starts at 12. Because in the Nadarim, we say the year before he can make Nadarim, biblically. Well, we'll see that in a minute. But he's allowed to make Nadarim. So now he's self-sufficient in Hilchos Nadarim. He can put on his own. He could. Yeah, well, again, let's just say the following. We don't let people, kids put on Tzolim because we're afraid of Gufnaki. That's why Chassidim don't even put on tefillin any time before Bar Mitzvah. They start on the day of Bar Mitzvah because of the fear of Gufnaki. The rest of the world, non-Chassidim, they put on 30 days, by Yechi's 90 days before Bar Mitzvah to train the kid, the chinuch, to be mechanachim in the mitzvah of tefillin. We don't want to do it earlier. We do it earlier for lulav. We do it earlier for tzitzis. We do it earlier for shav, for everything else, for kiddush. But for tefillin, there's that fear of Gufnaki. So we limit the chinuch. So most paiskim say that the kid puts on the tefillin and makes a bracha. That's the chinuch. The chinuch is he should do it exactly the way he's going to do it after he turns from mitzvah. Reb Chaim Stein held that the kid should not make a bracha. He held it takes 30 days for the kid to get it straight on his right way, and he shouldn't make any brachas till he turns from it. I'm just telling you what I heard him say. I heard him in I was there in Reb Baruch. He bought the Reb Chaim argued with him and said that everybody, Reb Chaim said, Ichaut, that he shouldn't make a bracha. I was there when it happened. That's somebody's bayayim. This argument took place. So Reb Chaim held, so therefore my answer to you is, that most places can say that the kid should make a bracha. It's chinuch. Chinuch, he makes a bracha. He makes a bracha on lulav. He makes a bracha on tzitzis. He makes a bracha on everything. He makes kiddush. But by tefillin, Reb Chaim held that to get it correct in the right places, in the right way, that it shouldn't be loose, falling down, or tight that his blood doesn't get through. You know, it takes a while till the kid gets it right. He held that that 30 days is to get the kid to get it right, and therefore he shouldn't make a bracha. I'm just telling you what I heard me pev, that's all. How long is the mitzvah? If you ask anybody, they'll tell you to make a bracha. What? Yeah, it could be. I never saw anybody do that. I know Yeki started not 3 months before. In Square, they start 3 months before. It's the only chassidish place that, in other chassidish places, they do it by miyad. But the rabbi puts it on the first time, yeah. Well, I had my kid go, I went to, took my oldest kid to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim should put it on. And my second kid, I had Clay McGrath put it on. And my David, I don't remember who I had, by Yossi, I had Rabbi Dessler do it. And by Yaakov, by that time, I had nobody to go to anymore. Rabbi Groomer did Yaakov. I always took my kid to somebody and put it on the first time. Yeah. Yes?
Yeah, I'm interested in the way you phrased it. You said the reason why that age 12, age 13, it got obviated is because now the child, now the boy, had the obligation of putting it on. I don't understand why that necessarily negates the father's ability to assume the spirit. I mean, we see this by vows with the woman.
Since it's chinuch. So the Rosh is telling me that chinuch ends when the kid becomes self-responsible. That's what the Rosh is telling me. He's teaching me what chinuch is. At 13, you're not going to do chinuch anymore. Why not?
There's a difference between not mechuyav and not able to.
Again, the right of making the kid a nazir is your obligation in chinuch. It's not there anymore. That's what the Rosh is saying. I'm just reading the Rosh. I'm not. I mean, I agree with you that Bismana said I wish my mentor was 18 because I don't view 13-year-olds as the most mature kids that should be able to be responsible for everything. But the Rabbani Shem disagrees with me and he says 13, so I defer.
Well, if you want to go to be neuropsychological, 22 to 25.
Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Zog the Gemara by Tami, like the Kula Amalokhi Ben Asher. I could say everybody holds it's Alokhi Ben Asher Mishinai. They're arguing in this year before Bar Mitzvah. By the way, my girl, it's a year before Bas Mitzvah. But we're talking about a boy because we're talking about Naziris, and that's only by a boy. That was the chinuch is only by a boy, the Gemara said before. Everybody owes his halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai. But is muflus samach leish biblical or rabbinic? That right that we say a year before adulthood, a boy can make a neder and it counts, is that biblical or is that rabbinic? Rabbi Sever, Mufla Samach Leish, Drabonah. It's only rabbinic. Therefore, as far as the Torah is concerned, he's a cotton. Vasa Deraisa, Deraisa, Daloka Lamaish Mitzinai, that let the father make the kid a Nazir, that's in Drabonah. 12 makes no difference. The father has a biblical right to make his kid a Nazir, and Chilad, Mufla Samach Leish, is a rabbinic thing. It doesn't interfere with the father's biblical right. It's biblical. Therefore, the halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai was till the kid becomes biblically eligible to make his own. And therefore, the halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai stops at 12. Right? It's not the machlokes. Everybody could agree it's halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai. The halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai was that the father has a right to do it till the kid becomes an adult. Now, for Nedarim, when does he become an adult? Biblically, at 12 or 13? Rebbe holds at 13. Therefore, biblical rights continue till 13, even though rabbinically he can make his own when he's 12. And Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Yehuda says, no, biblically he can make it at 12. Therefore, the father's rights stop at 12. Dr. Rush. We learn out that concept of Mufla Samach L'Ish from a Pasuk is only an Asmachta, it's a rabbinic leaning on it. The Asya Deraisa, the heart of the Madre is B'nai Alokahi. I can answer the other way. The Kula Amach De L'Chancha B'Mitzvah. Everybody holds like Rish Lakish. Mufla Samach L'Ish is the Rabbana. And everybody agrees that the whole right for a kid to make a neder at 12 is rabbinic. Rebbe Saber asks a chinuch drabbana b'dachi mufla samachis drabbana. And Rebbe says chinuch doesn't end at 12. Even though the kid can do it at 12 rabbinically, drabbana said, we want you to extend your chinuch. We want the chinuch to continue for another year. Not like the Rush said before. Rabbi Yishev with a Saber, I check here line is the darim. Saber, I ask a chinuch drabbana b'dachi. No, mufla samachis said to the father, your job is over. Dr. Rush? No rush. Yes.
For this very Yehuda, if a 12-and-a-half-year-old boy gets an udder and drinks wine or some kind of grenade, does he get whipped?
No.
No. Why not?
Because it's only for the right to make it, but it's not, he's not a bar engine.
So in terms of the right to make it, you're now making it separable from the concept of punishment.
Correct. Yes and no. It's only difficult because you thought differently, not because it is.
Right.
It's because you thought differently, so therefore it's difficult. Not difficult for me. I have no problem with it.
I am not saying otherwise. I'm saying, as far as I can prefix my thing, insofar as the way I understand the structure of mitzvah,
right,
which is limited. It is difficult to understand how that's
up. Anyway, but that's the way it is. Now, it does make a difference. If a 12-year-old makes something usher on an adult, it counts. The adult will get whipped if he uses it, according to some Rishonim. Because it's a biblical usher on the adult. The kid won't get whipped if he's not a bar anshin. But the adult will get whipped. Let's get my right turn. Let us say the following Taroim have the same Machloikas. Now listen to this story, the Tanya. Maisa Reb Chanina. There was a story about Reb Chanina when he was a child. Shediroi Aviv Benazir, that his father made him a Nazir. Vavil Lefnei Reb Gamliel, and he brought him to Reb Gamliel to find out whether his making his kid a Nazir was effective or not. He went to ask his Rebbe, Reb Gamliel, father of Chanina, wanted to know, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, I made my kid a Nazir, is he or isn't he a Nazir? This is the story. You can't ask questions on a story, because we call that a Kasha Lamaisa. This was the story. V'hoi Rabbi Gamliel Baitkai, Leida im Hevi Shtei Saris im Loi. Rabbi Gamliel wanted to figure out, is this kid a Katan or a Gadol? If he's a Katan, then the father can make him a Nazir. If he already has states, he was 13. He was a 13-year-old boy. But biblically, 13 means nothing until he has states Cyrus. So Gamliel needed to check to see, did he have states Cyrus? In my age, that's one version of the story. Rabbi Yaisi has a different version of the story. He checked him later in Megillah and Sadarim and Lav. He checked him to know he was a 12-year-old, and he wanted to know, does the kid know anything about Nedarim? Or is the own Nedarim effective or not? So let's listen to two versions of the story. The father made him a Nazir, and according to the first version of the story, Reb Gamliel wanted to know if it worked, whether the kid's a Gadol or a Katan. According to the second version of the story, the kid was 12. So now, there's no problem of Gadol or Katan. He wanted to know, does he know how to make his own Nedarim? But why would that make a difference? The father made him a Nazir. Teretz says, once the kid can make his own Nedarim, the father can't make him a Nazir. If not, what difference does it make if he knows the thing or not? And the story continues. Amar lai. So Rabbi Chanina tells Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi, out it's tzar lebet keni. Don't bother checking me out. Im katan ani ayim b'shul abba. If I'm a katan, I'll keep the naziris for my dad. Im gadol ani ayim b'shul atzmi. And if I'm a gadol, I'll accept my own. Don't bother. I don't mind being an uzer. Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Gamliel, doesn't mind being an uzer. And if his father can't do it, he's doing it himself. So either way, he's an uzer. Either because of dad or because of himself. No reason for anybody to worry, nothing to check out. Don't even bother. I'll be a Nazir either way. Amar Reb Gamliel b'Nashkar Reishai. So Reb Gamliel got up and kissed him. Amar Muftachani b'Zeh Shemayr Halacha b'Yisrael. I am guaranteed, I am confident, that he will be a Paisik one day. Amru l'hoi yamu mu'atim. It wasn't little days, meaning it didn't take long. Atchahayre Rabbi Yisrael. So Reb Chanina became a Paisik. That's the story. So here is a kid. Rav was going to check him to see if the father's nazirus is applicable. And the kid said, don't bother. If it's not applicable, I'll do my own. If it is applicable, I'll do it because of my father. Don't bother checking me. And the Leah was so impressed. He kissed him and said, you're going to be a Pisic one day. And he did become a Pisic. Let's do the Rush. Zog the Rush. The Rush is bothered because the Gemara ends up saying it is the same Achloikas. So why does the Gemara say lema? Usually when it says lema, it's a havamina. Does the Rush? It happens. Same thing is true in the second paragraph. Pesachim, the masisim like Rabbi Yehuda, lema masisim like Rabbi Yehuda, a masikah kedashya, the like Rabbi Yehuda, it's supposed to say. And it ends up being not like Rabbi Yehuda. The veil of Nehra Gamliel, Bilbaitka, Biyayim Shizira Aviv, Vayayayim Yivan Yud Gimel, according to the first version, he was more than 13. They feel the bite guy may be Beisaris. He wanted Gamliel to paskin whether he has Beisaris. That was not the story. He did it on the 13th year. They feel the bite guy may be Beisaris. And he wanted to check him, does he know how to make the door? Out at Starla Batkani, the Mamana Shechay and Azir, The Hainu Tanoi, Tanakama Kurabi. Tanakama stories like Rebbe that the father has a right till 13, so the check has to be, is it for 13? Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe Yehuda says, no, 12, because once it's 12, the father can't do it. But if the kid knows Nadara. So here's the Machlokes Tanoim. Rebbe has to say the first version of the story, because up to 13, the father can make him an usher. So what we're checking Rebbe Gamliel wants to know, is he a 13-year-old? Is he a Shtei Saris? Rabbi Yaisi is saying, like Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's 12. Therefore, you can't make him after 12. So here you have the same Machlokes Tanoim. But the Sefta, you see, not Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Sefta is the same Tanoim. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda is named here. Yes?
The question that I just asked still stands then, according to the story, because the state of him being able to make his own Naziris is not equivalent to his father making him. There is prior to his ability, prior to his proper age, of Stasharis 13.
Why?
Punishment.
And if his father makes him another, he gets a punishment?
He does not. However, if he makes himself one,
he also doesn't get a punishment.
If he's above 13, then he does get punished.
Yeah, but it doesn't. He's not planning to be over it, so it's not Negeya. He's saying, don't even bother. I'm going to keep the Zeris. I'm not going to buy it.
I'm not planning. I'm doing hams and stuff like I do. I mean, it's nobody plans on
it. No, I don't think that's a problem. The kid's not planning to be over the Zeris. There's no reason to fear that it'll be over the Zeris.
Yeah. With great respect and love and affection, that's outrageous.
Okay. I'll tell you, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying, so I'm not worried about it. Gemara's on my side.
What?
The Gemara's on my side.
Yeah, on the other hand, on Yom Kippur, do you like look at the things you've done and say, well, I wasn't planning to do it, so it's okay, so I don't need
to. No, but it's shaking. It makes it much less.
What?
I do say it on Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah, I agree. No doubt about that whatsoever. There is a difference. Specifically, an intention
which is mentioned throughout the month of Elul, between intentionality and attachment.
Again, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying the Gemara doesn't seem to be concerned about it.
I'm aware of it.
Yes.
Surprised.
Either way, it's
Deraisa or... Yes. Well, if you hold the Lachamites, we've seen it's Deraisa, and if you hold it's Drabanan, you can bring Kabanas anyway for all the things we said. Kula Bazar is Lab Deraisa, Shreep Lev is Lab Deraisa, all those things that we said before. So in practicality, there's no difference.
If you would get Tommy,
he brings the birds.
Whether his father...
Correct. Again, it would make a difference, because if his father brought it, the kind could eat it. And if the kain can eat it too. He said, because of the chinuch, ain't she to life and a taira. That all is, we took care of all that already. What? Why, Tomei, you bring Gaifas. You asked me if it's Tomei. Right? Fine, we'll stop here. Send your message to him tomorrow.
In order to...